Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning back into the Evolving Roses, a platform geared to promote spirituality, self-love, and growth. So, honestly, today's topic is no one is you, and that is your power. To be honest, I recorded this episode 5 times, and they all, like, weirdly got deleted each time, but I refuse to give up because this is one of my favorite topics. And this is actually, I got this quote from a book. I'm not too sure which book it was, but ever since I read it, this is just something that I implanted in my mindset and always remind myself, no matter how I feel, no matter what's going on around me, no one is me, and that alone is powerful. So why I wanted to speak about this is because, honestly, we all go through so many cycles. One minute we're confident, about to do this. Next minute, we don't believe in ourselves. Or the next minute, we're like, oh my gosh, what am I created here to do on earth? Or we feel like we're not making enough moves. But to be honest with you, when you wake up in the morning, without even doing anything, you are already powerful just by being you. And I know I'm about to go off in a little tangent, but this is why I so much promote the power of understanding yourself and being yourself, because as an individual, you are naturally powerful. Talk about when you actually have faith and actually walk in your power, the amount of things you can do. So never try to be like anyone else. I know it's hard because we live in this type of society where it's like everything that everyone else is doing is shown right in front of us. And then, you know, a lot of times people do compare themselves, which I do have an episode on that, my previous episode, Comparison is a Thief of Joy. So make sure you check that out. But it's kind of easy to get in that habit of, you know, self-comparison or feeling bad just because of everything on social media. But always, like, get it ingrained in your head that you are a power bomb when you are yourself and when you are walking in your power, when you're walking in your purpose, when you have a reality of who you are. And another thing is, like, when you have a vision and when you have a dream, this is another tangent, but I have to say this. Don't try to expect anybody to understand that. Remember, there's no one else like you. So a lot of times it's just up to us to physically manifest what we're dreaming and what we're envisioning. Because if you tell someone your dreams and you expect them to understand and accept it fully, no, it would never happen, because they don't have the same passion as you. They don't have the same talents as you. They don't have the same imagination as you. So they can't see what you are seeing in your head. They can't fully believe in what you're believing unless you physically bring it into manifestation. So that is also one thing. And just remember, be yourself, sit on your throne, because anytime you try to act like anyone else, you are literally taking yourself out of your throne and lowering your power. So always remember that. And yeah, I mean, this is short, this is snappy, and thank you guys so much for tuning in, and have a beautiful, glowing day.